Welcome to Passport Mommy. I'm your host, Michelle Gerson. This show is for anyone raising little humans. We feature experts with tips and advice to enrich the lives of our children. Mom and dad entrepreneurs tell us their inspiring stories. Learn about products that could make both you and your child's life easier and more fun. And of course, fellow parents discuss and laugh about what's happening in their child's world. Motherhood is a journey. Thanks for joining me on mine. Welcome to Passport Mommy. I'm Michelle Gerson. I hope you had a great week. So I'm very excited for our show today because we have two authors on the program, both with incredible stories, incredible books. But I have to tell you, this first person that I'm having on, Ben Levin, he is an amazing person. And when somebody told me about him, I said, I have to have him on the show because he is an autistic teenager with a passion for writing. And his first young adult novel, In the Hole, has just been released. He's a true inspiration to everybody around him. And he says that autism is not a curse. It is a gift. And I know that, you know, so many of us as parents, autism is very common nowadays, right? Everybody knows somebody who has a child who has autism. And I think it's wonderful, this book that Ben has written, and at such a young age, I can't believe it. Ben, thank you so much for being here with me today.
No problem. I'm honored.
Thank you. So tell me a little bit about you. How old are you? When did you write this book? And what made you write it?
I'm 18. I wrote In the Hole for a year and a half from the spring grade to shortly after the start of sophomore year. I was inspired to write In the Hole after I was at religious school and my rabbi showed me a video about children facing Florida and homelessness. The video really touched me, and I wondered if my writing could bring awareness to the crisis. And I then envisioned my main character, David, and facts about him slowly came to me, and I decided to write his story.
Incredible. It's really amazing how those around us can inspire us to write. So tell me a little bit about David Kimball and the story about In the Hole.
First, props for doing your homework since I didn't mention the last name Kimball. Second, David is, when we first meet him, and 12 at the end of the story. He loves sports, especially basketball and baseball. He enjoys video games and movies and writing. He's a very kind kid, really hardworking and thoughtful. He has a great amount of friends, and he's a Christian. Mm-hmm. He has two parents and a sister who's 3 years younger than he is.
Okay. And so he sounds like a very typical young boy. You said he was 9 years old when the story started. So
Eight.
So tell me a little bit about, what did David go through as a young boy?
I kind of want to be careful with telling this part because I don't want to spoil it to anyone who reads In the Hole, but some stuff David goes through includes having to lose some of his possessions and struggling in school because of hunger, as well as In the Hole also confronts addiction, bullying, and serious illness.
Amazing. Amazing that you're 18 and you tackled all of these very serious and real topics in your book. I feel like this book is a great read for not only adults, but for children and for teenagers and for anybody who's going through this, because I feel like this can be very common in the teenage years. And so tell me a little bit. Okay. So we don't want to reveal the whole story because it is a great one. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about what you say, that autism is not a curse. It is a gift. So tell me a little bit about how it has impacted your life and how you've used it as such a gift.
This is still very recent for me. A few months ago, well, half a year ago to be exact, I was still in denial about the fact that I still have and always will have autism. But there are two main ways in which it's been a gift for me. I feel like autism has impacted my writing and helped me have the brain I do, where I can just tune out and focus, and which has did help within the whole, and where it helped me be a creative. Once me and a friend were talking, and he said, if you're autistic, you're a creative. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way it's helped is I have a really, really close friend. And well, I have a few friends who are autistic, but this friend, he's literally the friend of my life. We've been good friends for 6 years, and he's and time together has really got me through a lot of rough patches. Our friendship itself pulled me out of a really rough time. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we would have gotten to be as close if we weren't both on the spectrum.
Right. Yeah, you must make a lot of friends, a lot of connections, because it's, you know, you have people who understand, who are creative like yourself, who you can explore with and just talk and be yourselves. So tell me, what's some advice that you would give to other children, teenagers who may be autistic and maybe were in the same place that you were, where you were, you know, struggling to accept the fact that, yeah, this is you. You have autism.
I'm not going to deny it can be a challenge having a different brain, because let's face it, it is hard. But at the same time, in addition with the hardness, I literally hid my identity as someone with autism for 3 years, even after claiming I'd recovered. Mm-hmm. And that harmed me severely. I was and made me struggle a lot with friendship. Hide a part of yourself, and also see what you can do because of your autism. That the gifts that come with autism, I personally don't view autism as a disability. I view it as a different ability. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are plenty of things you are good at that half of the neurotypical people you know can't do.
Right, exactly. So what would you say are some things that you've said, hey, I have this gift and I know I can do these things that other people can't?
I guess the only one I can really think of is my writing. That's helped me come up with books like In the Hole, but there might be others which I'm not really that aware of, though I might be the wrong person to ask this question to, because I tend to be extra modest about my gifts other than my writing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have any, but my mom would probably be the better person to ask that question to.
I'm sure she could give me a whole list of gifts. And just the fact that not only your writing, but the fact that you do really good radio interviews, that's another
thank
one.
You.
You're welcome. Absolutely. I mean, I think the fact that you've written a novel at 18 is incredible. And so tell me, where can we find In the Hole? We want to read it. We all should get it for our families, for ourselves. Where can we find it?
You can find it in two different places, on Amazon. And In the Hole can also be found at the website for the Pump Publishing Company, which published In the Hole, Jumpmaster Press.
Okay. Great. And I can't wait. I'm going to jump on Amazon or Jump Master Press. And tell me, is it out now or is it coming out in the fall?
It just came out a couple of months ago.
Right.
It was really exciting when it came out.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine. Ben Levin, thank you so much for joining me today on Passport Mommy. I really appreciate your time. You are an inspiration. You are amazing. One of these days, I'll ask you how to get started with writing a book because it's one of those things that I've always...
Can I give you advice now?
Yes, please.
Read a lot of books, watch a lot of movies and TV, and live a lot of life.
Ah, that's great advice. Thank you so much, Ben. I'm Michelle Gerson, the Passport Mommy.